Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing. It's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart, it'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart, aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel
good.
Sitting prick is what I have. It's more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello everyone and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Into Your Light, Transforming Your Life. Oh my gosh, what are you grateful for today? I'm grateful for the sunshine. Even though we're back to frozen sunshine here in the Northeast, we had a couple of really amazing days that we almost hit 60 degrees, and then we went back into the deep freeze. But anyway, we did have a beautiful sunny day today. We totally missed out on that lunar eclipse on Tuesday because it was torrential rain here, and then we had it turned to snow, and we had a snow and hailstorm. Everything was covered. Crazy. I was glad that I hadn't had my gardens raked yet, because then all my fabulous spring spring flowers that are coming up might have been damaged. So that was a good thing, and I'm grateful for that. See, I'm also grateful for gluten-free pasta and the yummy lasagna that I made tonight. Just a little sharing with you guys about what my dinner was. Okay, if you would like to call into the show tonight, the number is 818-691-7313. And for those of you who are new to listening to my show or new to myself, Cynthia Fontaine, transformational, master intuitive, psychic, medium, healer, and teacher, you can check out my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com. And from my website, you will find all the social media links, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, all those things. So go to my website, follow me on social media, like my public page, and I love to hang out with you guys when I am on social media. So check it out. Like my page. That would be great. I love that. And if you would like to join my mailing list, you can send me a contact request form from my website and request that you be added to my mailing list. Let's see, what else? I always forget to do that. I try to squeeze it in. So I thought, wow, while I'm thinking of it, let me do it right in the beginning today. Very unusual for me. So we're coming up to a big weekend for many people around the world this weekend. We have Passover and we have Easter. And we're talking about healing tonight, which sort of kind of, I think, ties into those two holidays in some way, because healing really happens on a higher level, on a spiritual level. And oftentimes when we have holidays to remind us, we tend to be more connected to whatever higher power we believe in. And when that spiritual connection is open, that's when miracles can happen. Now, of course, to be connected every day and also know that there are no difficulty in miracles. So once you can tap in to the divine and trust that there is, some force out there that is a higher power than you, that is a part of you, then I think for most of us, it gives us some type of comfort knowing that. So I just want to say, give a shout out to my new Facebook fan, Megan. I don't like to give last names just because, privacy stuff. And I know I'm going to really goof up this name, so I apologize beforehand. It is Masai Wati. And let's see, what country is Masai in? Actually, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Not sure. Africa, maybe? I'm not sure. So, as you can see, I have people from all around the world who follow me and who like my Facebook page, who listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so grateful for that. And I just want to give a shout out to Sandy, who is listening tonight. She's recovering from some medical challenges. So I want to just let you know that I know everyone else, is sending good vibes to you. So sometimes we have people who listen that don't go in the chat room, but I encourage you to check out the chat room because we have a great community of listeners there who are really supportive and who you can get to know by chatting in the chat room. It can be a lot of fun, and if you just need some extra support or encouragement, that is a great place to find it for sure. So if you're not in the chat room and you're listening, I encourage you to join. Check it out.
you may be listening through Facebook, the direct link through Facebook. I think you can still get into the chat room, even though, but go right to Blog Talk Radio to my page, blogtalkradio.com/CynthiaFontaine, and you can join the chat room from there once you sign in to listen to the show tonight. So if you can't get directly into the chat room from Facebook, then just switch over and listen to the show tonight on Blog Talk directly, and then you can join in the chat. And like I said, we have a lot of fun there, and I pop in and out of the chat throughout the show, so I am there available for you guys. And again, if you'd like to call in tonight, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So choosing the topic tonight, I kind of went back and forth. I knew earlier in the week that it was going to be a show about healing, but I wasn't sure why. You know, I do have some close people and some clients who are going through some healing challenges right now. And that sort of, you know, was part of the idea to do a healing show. But also, you know, I need more than that. You know, really, it's like I need more for my guides to direct me, more, you know, to give me a really solid direction. So I sort of fluttered around with the idea for a couple of days, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to do a healing show, but not quite sure which direction it's going to go in. And so what I came up with is a combination, because planetarily wise this month, if you've listened to my show the last couple of weeks, you've heard me say that astrologically this month is going to be very challenging for many people. And it has been from a lot of what I've seen with people within my close circle, and also people who have reached out to me professionally this past month. And we still have a bit of a ways to go with this. We have a couple of more weeks where the planets are going to be, we'll say, competing with each other or opposing each other. And it really can make for tempers to flare, and for you to really get out of a conscious space, conscious mind space. So this really, again, ties in with what I want to talk about tonight in healing and the Passover inter-holiday season, because, again, it's a good time where so many people now are thinking about being conscious of, you know, religion or spirituality. I don't practice a particular religion. I'm a very spiritual person, and I was brought up Roman Catholic, and I started exploring other religions and interests when I was early on. I think I was about 16 or so, and because not everything with the religion I was brought up with seemed to make sense for me. So I decided to search for what now made sense for me. And what I have come to understand and to know for myself is that every religion, when you look at the core basic foundation of the main religions, they're all the same. They really truly are all the same. You know, you do good to others, basically. Don't cheat, don't lie, things like that. And that's also part of what I want to talk about tonight, and part of what can affect your health. Because on a very deep level, there are many things that we are not aware by saying or thinking or doing affect our physicality because of something we have said, done, or believed that was not of the highest vibration. And really, that's my religion. now is it's really all about vibration. It's about connecting at the highest levels that I can. And in order to do that, you have to become really clear about who you are and also about the choices that you make on a daily basis. And that can be in everything from relationships to, say, for example, you're in the supermarket and the cashier hands you back too much change. And you know that it's too much change. And so at that instant, you make a choice. You either just put the money in your pocket or your wallet or your pocketbook and say, oh, well, it's my lucky day. Or you make a conscious choice and you say to the cashier, oh, gee, hey, you know, you've given me back too much money. Let's correct this. Is either choice bad? Well, you know, I don't like to classify things as bad. I don't even like to classify things as mistakes. It's a choice. And when you are aware of the choice you are making, then that affects your everyday living. Because say, for example, you have made the choice in your pocket or in your wallet and walk off and have a nice day. Well, the subconscious mind understands and knows that that choice was not of the highest vibration. It wasn't, say, the best choice that you could have made. And that little event registers in your subconscious mind, and then your subconscious mind goes, oh, 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 tisk, tisk, tisk. And, you know, we think, oh, well, what does it really matter? It was a, you know, it was their mistake, not my mistake. So too bad for them. Well, too bad for them, but also too bad for you, because everything is comes back tenfold. The vibration of the planet has magnified, and, you know, it used to be a time where they said things came back to you threefold. Now, I believe it's tenfold and even higher now. These come back to you much faster than they did in the past, because we're all becoming fairly good manifestors. Some of us are more advanced in manifesting and co-creating than others. And some of us are, you know, working on that process. But wherever you are in that process, you'll, I think probably any of you who are listening to this show will agree that, you know, you are manifesting quicker these days than, say, 5 years ago. So now you've taken the change, you put it in your pocket, and your subconscious mind is going, oh, 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 boy, look at that. Well, you know, it may be 62 cents. It may be that they gave you back $5.62 too much, whatever it is. So not only is your subconscious mind knowing that that wasn't the highest choice to make, say that cashier was short once already that week, and now this was maybe the third time they've been short in 6 months. They're a good worker, but sometimes when you're talking to people, you make mistakes. Now this cashier loses their job, and they've got, you know, two babies at home they're trying to feed and take care of. Maybe they're a single mom. Maybe they're a college or a high school student, whatever their circumstance might be. So now that simple thing of thinking, oh, now how lucky am I getting this change back? You may think it's lucky for you, but what about the other person? What about the other person? You have to stop and ask yourself. And, you know, I'm sure everybody has done it at one time or another, because we, most of us, were not born and raised in families that were fully awake and conscious. And maybe some of your families thought that was okay, or family members, and that's the way you were brought up. So again, tenfold. So you might say, oh, it's only 62 cents times 10. What's that? $6.20. Well, I believe it's more than that on an energetic level. I believe that somewhere along the line, you'll lose the money, or you'll give money and then not realize that somebody doesn't give you the correct change back and they give you less than your own, for example. So these little things really add up, and we'll say they put chinks in your armor, or chinks in your, I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, because we all have a spirit, and I am going to venture out on a limb and maybe make some of you uncomfortable and say we all have a Holy Spirit within us, of the divine. Each and every one of us. So now that Holy Spirit, that spark of the divine, is got a little, you know, a little nick taken out of it. And when you take enough nicks out of your spark, out of your Holy Spirit, then it starts to get really dull. So how do you change that? Put those pieces back, or sparkle up your dull Holy Spirit, your divine connection. Well, there's many ways that you can do that. For example, when you make a conscious choice, if somebody gives you the incorrect change, then fix it. Now, I had my guides do something really interesting with me a couple of days ago, and this is part of how this conversation came up tonight about the cash register in the grocery store. When I was grocery shopping for Easter a couple of days ago, the woman at the cash register, who I see regularly, she's, you know, sort of a fixture at the supermarket, one of the supermarkets that I shop in. She gave me my register receipt and gave me a Jimmy Fund ticket that she asked if I'd like to purchase. And she was, you know, sort of, you could see she was distracted this day. And she's always very pleasant, very nice, and she's had multiple surgeries and cancer and so forth. Well, she remembered to ask me if she gave me my Jimmy Fund ticket, but she didn't hand me back my change. And I thought, well, I should say, hey, you did give me the Jimmy Fund ticket, but you forgot my change. And my guide kept saying to me, no, let the change stay. And I thought, well, this is a large supermarket chain. Why am I going to give them my change? That doesn't make any sense to me. And what I heard from my guides was that you're not giving it to the supermarket chain, that it needs to stay. You need to leave the change. And it wasn't a lot. It was less than a dollar. So now, I can't say for sure if the woman's drawer was short that day, and maybe that change made up the difference from her being in the allowed amount of her drawer being short, and, you know, maybe saved her job. I don't know. But I always, 99% of the time, follow what my guides say to me now, because I've been working with them for so many years. And they really, really so valuable, and they always steer me in the right direction. And that gave me part of, you know, the topic for tonight's show. So make conscious choices, especially, I mean, always in your life, always. The thing these next couple of weeks really to be careful about is your communication. Because the even though we've just passed the full moon, which last week I kept saying this week was the new moon and the full moon is in 2 weeks, because I want the full moon to be in 2 weeks, because I have some things going on that I want the energy of the full moon. But anyway, my guides were clear again about indication that these events have to take place at the new moon. But anyhow, I want it to be a full moon. So so we just had this full moon, and it was a super moon. It was also a lunar eclipse, which we didn't get to see here on the east. We were having this horrendous storm So I am thankful for my friends on the West Coast who posted fantastic pictures of what some tribes call the pink moon and some people call the blood moon, but really amazing. Greg Braden posted the most fantastic picture from New Mexico. It was awesome. So really be conscious of your communication. Practice nonviolent communication, especially the next 2 weeks, the next 4 weeks, the next 6 weeks, but the next 2 weeks is going to be crucial. We have just undergone this immense pressure, and what we're being called on now is to look at how our reality and our consciousness is affecting our life and our daily decisions. So the decisions that you make, even the ever so small decisions, forms the picture of your life, and it also forms the picture of your health. Now, please don't misunderstand me, that all health challenges are created from, thinking of the mind, because there are, children who are born with terrible health challenges, and they haven't had a chance to have all these thoughts that create these things that we create in our bodies. Now, that being said, many of us who are, we'll say, over 30, have had a chance or an opportunity to create health crises in our lives. And again, if you're having a health crisis, it doesn't mean to feel guilty about it or to feel that you have completely created it, because some things we are born with, some things we have charted to before we've come to deal with because we have karma to get through and things like that. So if you are feeling or experiencing a healing crisis at this time, you may be really feeling overwhelmed about past relationships, things from your past, things from your childhood may be coming up, and you may be experiencing feelings of guilt. So remember, a healing crisis is about healing. That being said, it may also bring up awareness that you have suppressed or been unaware of feelings and things and stuff from your past that you have not dealt with. So really be true to yourself and ask yourself, is there anywhere in my life where I have not dealt with these feelings of the past, of the childhood, of past relationships, and sometimes past lives, which, more times than not, you need a therapist to help guide you through past life. There are some astrologers who do some great past life work also, or past life regression, certified past life regression therapist, which I am, by the way, if you didn't know, and if you do know, putting it out there. Okay, so if you have buried in your head these things from the past, or buried in your heart, they can be buried in other parts of your body. For example, if you have arthritis in your body, arthritis on a holistic level is then shown to be directly related to critical thinking of yourself. Everybody breathe. Now, I am probably the best world's critical thinker when it comes to myself, and I've been working on this for many, many years to change that. You look in the mirror and you go, ugh, you look fat today, or, oh, your eyebrows are off, or your hair is, the color is not right, or the cut is terrible, whatever. I'm sure we have all done it, especially women. men look in the mirror and they see Bruce Willis reflecting back at them. I don't know what that is, but, you know, we look in the mirror and we don't see Cheryl Teagues or I don't know any of the popular models now, but, you know, we don't see Carrie Underwood smiling back at us. We look in the mirror and the smile that we see for many of us is not a smile at all. It's this face that's going, ooh. Well, that all lodges in the subconscious mind, and it all goes right into the body. And different body parts store different emotions. If you're having liver problems, then you really might want to take a serious look at where in your life are you angry? What are you angry about? Who are you angry with? Because liver is all about anger. And, of course, anything that is left unchecked for too long becomes a huge problem. So liver could turn into liver cancer. If you are someone who likes, you know, to drink, it could turn into cirrhosis. Not everyone who drinks, even people who are heavy drinkers, get cirrhosis of the liver. I was speaking with someone a couple of days ago in the supermarket who has COPD, and she has tried the traditional, you know, allopathic medicine. Then she did herbal medicine for a while. Now she's doing food for health. And so she was looking for a particular mustard seed. And so we got to talking to her. You know, I let her know what I did. And I said, you know, that there is a component for every part of your body that connects to an emotion. And I said, lungs is all about grief. And I said to her, where in your life are you holding grief? And she looked at me and she said, oh, she said, I'm not even going there. Well, okay, but it's not my life. It's, you know, it's this woman's life. I said, you know, she said, you know, I'm not even going there. You know, this is being treated medically and I'm not even going there. And I said, well, that's okay. That's a choice. I said, however, you should know that, as she said, her excuse was that she was a smoker for many years. And I said, well, that very likely is a big factor in this. I said, however, not everyone who smokes gets COPD. And the light bulb went on. And she said, you're right about that. So whether this woman takes this any further or really starts dealing with whatever it is she's stuffed down is up to her, and I may never see her again. I don't know. But these are just some things to think about. So if you're having health crises in your life, I really encourage you to get Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And again, I want you to take this from an aspect of one of lightness, one of knowing that there are no difficulty in miracles. The most important thing is to take this from an aspect of no guilt. Even if there are areas in your life where you can say, oh yes, my thinking, I can see that this has created this, or I can connect this with the way I have thought or the way I have been treated or the way I've treated myself in the past. Remember, no guilt, because guilt only brings on more negativity, brings on more physical problems. It can bring more pain on, accidents, all sorts of things. So this is you only get one thing out of this show, remember, no guilt. Everybody breathe, and you're going to hear my son come in a second. He's coming home from college for Easter weekend. Yay. And that's Alice. Alice is greeting him at the door. Hi, Ryan. Ryan says hi. Alice says hi. So, sorry about that interruption. They love to be part of things, too. Anyway, so he's got a big smile on his face, which is always nice. And, okay, so let's see. Where was I? Lost my focus for a second there. Okay, so remember, life is going to create situations and bring people forth where you need to make a stand and you need to come into your own unique gifts and powers and your own conscious thinking and your own awareness and your own belief that you are special gift and you have a special soul destiny. That in itself, if you can own that one phrase and believe it in your heart, that in itself can turn a life around in a very short period of time. Now, just, you know, I want to put a disclaimer here that there are people who never experienced physical healing, but yet they have become whole and healed on a soul level. And I'll use an example of someone who I knew in a wheelchair, and they were questioned one time about how they could follow this certain healer because they were still in a wheelchair. And this person responded very graciously and very lovingly and said, "But you don't understand. I am healed. I may not be able to walk, but I am healed." So healing is not always healing in a physical representation. When your heart and your soul is healed, that is an amazing gift in itself. So if you are in a healing crisis and you ask yourself, well, I've been working on healing and I've been working on letting go of these emotions and this grief and this and that and everything, and I'm still in this healing crisis, remember, I'm the physical ailment continues, but your heart becomes light. Your soul becomes light and your journey becomes light and much easier. So let's just go back for a minute to, again, what is really important at this time for everybody to remember because of what's going on astrologically. You really want to speak your truth as kindly as you can. So walk with quiet shoes and handle things with kid gloves. I'm just laughing because Ryan's tippy-toeing to go out to the car to get his laundry and everything that he's bringing home to do for the weekend. So I'm laughing because he was making a face as he's walking across the floor and I'm saying about walking with quiet shoes. Remember that the more you can be attached to your higher self, your higher thinking, your spiritual connection, and your higher consciousness, the less that you will be affected by things that happen in the third dimension on this planet, on this physical earth. And that will be, that can be things from other people. It can be things, that happen when you live this physical lifetime, anything from accidents to job loss or whatever. And, you know, of course, those things do have a factor in our daily lives, but they are less apt to put you in a tailspin, so to say, when you can be really connected into that higher consciousness. It's really important right now to stand tall in who you are and be strong. Again, stand tall in who you are doesn't mean beating people over the head with a baseball bat. It means when you're standing tall and strong that you are presenting yourself with kindness. All this is going on with the Grand Cross and all these eclipses and everything. This energy all started back in the 60s, and I'm sure those of you who are listening all remember or have heard of The Age of Aquarius. We all know the song. If you don't know it, go on YouTube and find it. It's a great song. And we have this energy going on right through next March of 2015, where we're going to continue to have a series of different and challenging astrological lineups and eclipses. Now, those that were back in the 60s who sort of started paving the way, the Ram Dasses, the Wayne Dyer, 60s, 70s, so forth, have planted the seeds. And those who were born in the 60s and 70s are now the ones, you and I, are the ones who are the seedlings who are busting out of the soil to take this to the next level. So how do we take it to the next level? How, when we have challenges in our lives, when we're going through a healing crisis, when we're having money issues, when things just don't seem to be working, how do you stay connected, stay conscious, and make good choices? Well, again, connect to your higher self, your higher power. And remember, you are made from that same cloth. If you read any of Greg Braden's work, I was recently reading his book, The God Code, and he talks about how science has actually shown through ancient text that we have actually the name God written in our DNA. Each and every single one of us, whether you are Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, black, white, red, it doesn't matter. We all have that written in our DNA. So we are all sparks of the divine, whatever you call it, whether it's a Buddha, Jesus, God, Allah, whatever. It's all the same vibration. That is all part of us. So do the groundwork. Ask yourself the hard question. Where is it that I have stuffed or suppressed my feelings? Is there things from childhood that I never dealt with? Are there things from past relationships that I need to resolve? And that doesn't always mean that you have the ability to go back and resolve things with the people in the past relationship, because they may be past to, you may just not know how to find them, or it just may not be the best choice to go back and communicate with them. There are, again, when you make conscious choices, you can do this on a spiritual level, on a conscious level. From heart to heart, the person doesn't have to physically be there, and they don't even have to be aware of what you're doing. That being said, you don't want to cross any boundaries and do things that are unethical, that's for sure. And, you know, unethical, I think being unethical is sending bad vibes to people, sending bad wishes. That's pretty unethical. So have you done that anywhere in your life? If you have, remember, you're not hurting that person, although you could be if you're a shaman and you point a finger at somebody, and then in 3 days they're dead, like the Aborigines in Australia. It's actually become illegal for an Aboriginal in Australia to point at someone because you get the point and 3 days later the people are dead. But be just as deadly. They can be deadly arrows. Whether you're sending those thoughts out to someone else or sending them to yourself, right to your heart. Many of us grew up in situations that were not the most supportive, that were not the most loving. We didn't know or experience unconscious or conscious loving kindness and unconditional love. So now is the time to give yourself permission to love yourself unconditionally, no matter what your past, no matter what choices you have made in the past. Love yourself from the past all the way up to the present and into the future. Forgive yourself for anything that you feel maybe that you were done that were unkind, or choices that you made that were unconscious choices that now you realize you could have made a different choice that would have been better. And forgive yourself. Forgive other people. When you can forgive yourself, things just in your whole life start to shift. If you're overweight, you'll find that maybe you start to lose weight. Your money can start to straighten out. All of a sudden, if you've had no job for 2 years, you can be offered a job, and then you can't believe, oh my goodness, I've been looking for a job for 2 years and I've stopped looking because there just didn't seem to be anything out there. When you make the effort and the universe sees this effort, and it can't be a false effort. You know, it's like when the Catholic religion says you shan't have false gods before you, can't put forth a false effort just because you want the job to come. But inside, you don't believe that you're really okay and that you forgive yourself, because then, you know, you're telling yourself a fib. So really, truly start to forgive yourself. And you may want to write about things. You may want to speak to a counselor about it or a good friend. And be sure that if you speak to a friend, that it's somebody who can listen without judgment, and whose opinion that you highly trust, someone who is loving and kind. Because when you are really vulnerable and when you share that vulnerability with people, sometimes if you make a choice and the person isn't, say, thinking in the highest vibration, then that can cause even more damage to you. So push yourself to raise to the highest levels that you possibly can. Allow yourself and your creativity to really flow. Stand up and don't allow yourself to be taken down. And that means taken down by yourself and others. Remember, we often take down ourselves worse than anyone else in our lives could do. So start building yourself up. Listen to that still small voice in your heart who knows you are divine, you're a divine creation, that you are unique, that you have your own genius, and that you have amazing gifts to bring forth to this world and to the universe that no one else has to offer. Your soul destiny is unlike any other human being who walks the earth at this time. And there's over 7 billion individuals on the earth right now. You know, it may seem similar to what someone else is doing, but your voice is going to be able to touch someone that someone else will not be able to. Someone's going to be able to see your work, see your creativity, hear the loving kindness in your voice. And this is on a daily level. It doesn't have to be on a professional level, because not all of you out there are, your soul destiny is not to be on the radio. It's maybe not to be working with thousands of people. It may just be with the grocery store, cashier at the supermarket. One small choice, one small kind word can shift everything for a person. Everything. Years ago, for my aunt, one of my aunt's 78th birthday. Now, let's see, Ryan's 21. He was 12 then. So 9 years ago, we were taking a Wilton cake decorating class and had to make a cake every week. Well, not did we only have to make one, but we had to make two because we were both taking the class. And this class was not a class that I wanted to participate in. But because he was 12, the instructor insisted that I come to the class. Well, I went to the first class and, you know, insisted to the instructor that, trust me, you know, it makes no difference whether I'm here because this kid can handle it and do fine without me. Well, he was teaching me how to do roses. Anyway, so the first week we make our cake, and it just happened to be my aunt's birthday. So we took her a birthday cake. Maybe it was the second week. I can't remember because we did. It was a specific birthday cake. And the first cake we made, I remember, had a clown on top. So we took her this birthday cake, and she was 78 at the time. Now she's about, I don't know, she's in her late 80s. So she started crying when we brought the cake in. And I said, Aunt Angel, what's the matter? And she said, my first birthday cake. I've never had a birthday cake before. Well, this is America. Who would have thought this 78-year-old woman had never had a birthday cake before? Now, she is married to my father's brother, and she is originally from the Philippines. And she has 5 children, and you would think all those years, one of her children, or maybe her husband, my uncle, would have brought her a birthday cake. No. I mean, she always was taken out to dinner for a special birthday dinner. And, you know, the kids would call her if they were away or send cards or flowers or whatever, but never a birthday cake. Crazy. So anyway, you never know how one small kind act can shift a person's life. She was so, so happy about that. It can be opening the door for somebody in the supermarket or giving someone a hug. Charlie Tremendous Jones, I don't know if he's still with us, but he was a great transformational speaker. And he told a story once about how he hugs everyone after he speaks at an event. And it doesn't matter if there's 5 people or 5,000. He hugs every single one who waits in line for him to give him a hug. So he was at this one event and going through the line of people. And this older man in a wheelchair came up in the line, and it was the end of the line. And Charlie bent down, gave him a hug, and told him that he loved him. And the man started crying. I can't remember how old the man in the wheelchair was, but he said, that's the first time I've ever been hugged. Can you imagine going through a lifetime never having the experience of another human being embrace you? There are people like that out there who have never felt the kindness and the warmth embrace of another human. So, think about the choices that you make every day and how that one simple conscious choice can really change a life and can change your own life. We're going to do a really quick meditation because we have less than 5 minutes left already. So if everybody, if you're driving a car, don't do this now. Come back and listen to the replay. Even though it's going to be quick, you know, if you're driving or operating equipment or things like that, you need to be focused doing that. So you can come back to this later at the replay. So everyone, whether you're sitting or lying down, have your body in an open position with your hands and your legs uncrossed. If you're sitting, have your feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. And if you're lying down, that's fine. Again, just have your body in an open position with your hands and legs uncrossed. And just take a nice deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out through your mouth. And as you breathe in again, I want you to focus on the top of your head, your crown chakra, and allow that to open. You may feel a shift. Your body may start to feel like it's tingling. You may actually see what looks like the crown of your head actually opening. We're all born with a soft spot right at the top of our head. And that is where you connect with the divine, with the higher self. And if you push on the middle of your head, on that top where the soft spot would be is probably sore. Most people's are. So you know you have the right spot, although it's not that important, because when you're connecting with the higher self, with the spiritual divine, they know what your thought is. So again, as you take a nice deep breath in through your nose, imagine a crystalline light flowing down from the sky, from the universe, from the heavens, whatever words you're comfortable with. Imagine that crystalline light flowing into your crown chakra, which is open and receiving, coming all down through your head, through your brain, lighting up areas of your brain that connect you to the divine, the pituitary, the medulla, the pineal gland, the third eye, coming down into your nasal cavity and your eyes. Let everything just relax. And again, take a nice deep breath in and bring that crystalline healing light in down through your throat, in your neck, your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to release and relax and drop down. We all hold so much tension on our shoulders that, you know, our shoulders are often hiked up 2 or 3 inches higher than they really are physically meant to be. So allow your shoulders to drop. And again, taking a nice deep cleansing breath in and bringing that crystalline light all the way down through arms, into your upper quadrant, into your lungs, breathing in that crystalline energy, that healing energy of the divine, into your heart. And allow that energy to swirl around in your heart area, or in the heart chakra, as they now say. Allow that energy to really intertwine with every fiber and being, every blood connection, and all the veins, the arteries, the muscles. Allow that crystalline healing light to really intertwine with your heart that runs your body, your heart and your mind. Allow it to relax. Allow now the heart to pump that crystalline healing energy throughout your entire body, because we know that the heart pumps the blood to every part of the body, all the way from your head, fingertips, down to your toes. So imagine now this light is pumping through your entire body. And as you breathe in one more time, because we're almost out of time, thank your divine connection for allowing you to experience this divine light and this healing energy. And take one more final deep breath in. And again, a big exhale out. And just relax. We only have 45 seconds left. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here, those of you who listen week after week. Thank you for all who I connect with locally, through the telephone, long distance, those of you who I connect with on social media. I love you all so very much. Check out my website, cynthiafontaine.com. I love you. Have a good week. Remember, keep your cool, be conscious, be kind to everyone that you meet, and especially be kind to yourself. I love you, and I'm sending you kindness.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and are.
start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.